And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in John chapter 8. And we left off in verse number 24, where the Lord Jesus Christ tells these Pharisees, this religious leadership and elite of the day, they question him about his authority, they question him about his record and the truthfulness of his life and way and ministry. They say that because he's the only one that says that he's true, that he's false, but he says, no, my Father bears witness of such. He's speaking in the treasury. It's not time for him to be taken and yielded over to the hands of wicked men. His hour has not come. And then he speaks here saying that they, if the Lord goes his what, he'll go his way, he'll be sought by them. And without him, they'll die in their sins. And in verse number 24, I said therefore unto you, of John 8:24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for or because, we can substitute that word, if ye believe not that I am, he being italicized, so we can drop that. If you believe not that I am, he is the great I am. He is the Savior. He is the Messiah. You shall die in your sins. And that's the way it is with sinners. Sinners that don't trust in the Lord, don't believe the message, the account that God has given of his Son, that God sent his Son into the world to save sinners. Don't believe that, and you'll die in your sins. Verse 25, Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I'm who I've always said. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. So again, the Lord gives witness that he's not a freelancer. He's been sent on a mission by the Father. They're asking him who he is, and he says, I'm the same that I've always been. I am. He is the great I am. And then verse number 27, they understood not that he spake unto them of the Father. And said Jesus unto them, verse 28, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am, there it is again, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. So again, the Lord is not a freelancer, and certainly that's a witness to us that we are not to be freelancers, but we're to serve the Lord. The design and work of the Lord is that sinners that are saved should be baptized and join the Lord's New Testament Baptist Church to serve him in one of his assemblies. And that is the order of the Lord. That's the order of the Father. And he says here, I am is what he tells them. He says, who art thou? And he says, I am even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. He said, they understood not that he spake unto them, Father. The Father has sent him. Verse 28, then said Jesus unto them, when you crucify me and when you lift me up, you'll know that I am. And the scripture says here, I am he, with he being italicized. Remember the things that the scripture accounts of at the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the darkness upon the earth for the last 3 hours as he hung there on the cross from about noontime to about 3 p.m. There was darkness over the face of the earth in the middle of the afternoon. God the Father turning his back on his Son. as the Lord Jesus Christ there suffered on the tree alone. Those things spoke. The shaking, the earthquake that came to pass when the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified and gave up the ghost. The scripture says in the Gospels that there was an earthquake at that time. There was also an earthquake at the time of the resurrection of the Lord. And so there were evidences by God in his shaking the earth at the death of his son, at the resurrection of his son. He said, these things would speak when ye have lifted up the Son of Man. He's the representative of God for men before God. He's the representative of man for men before God. He is the God-man. He is the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the Son of Man. He says, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am, and I do nothing of myself, but as the Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Verse number 29, and he that sent me is with me, and indeed the fellowship between the Father and the Son has always been that so. The only time that fellowship has been broken is when the Father turned his back on the Son, as we said earlier, there on the cross of Calvary. He is with me, he says in verse 29, the Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. So the example of our Lord and Savior is to be obedient to the Father, to be obedient to the one that is over him. He submitted to the will of the Father in every way. And so it's an example to we who are his children that we should submit to the Lord in every way. Not seek our own way, but submit to him. In verse number 30 of John 8, the scripture says, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. Now we would take this that they were saved. Well, let's see here, because there is a believing that is not faith unto salvation, it seems. Let's see what it says. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. The sentence continues in verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. These Jews believed on him. Jesus spake, and as he spake these words, many believed on him. And Jesus said, and then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. So there's evidently maybe others that are there. I don't know if it's just Jews or others that are there, maybe some Gentiles there. Nevertheless, the scripture says he speaks to the Jews. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Why would the Lord say that? Well, we can say that we are saved. And sinners are saved immediately through repentance and faith and the work of the Holy Spirit in the soul and the salvation of the Lord. Indeed, it is that sinners are saved that way. But on this side of life, the Lord knows who he saves. And in eternity, over there where the Lord's side, on the other side, if you will, the Lord knows his working amongst men, and he knows who he saves. But here on this side, there are those that hear, and as we remember the parable of the four different kinds of ground, seemingly there was three kinds of ground, the roadside and the rocky ground and the ground over in the thorns, that those types of ground, that there is no response to the word of God in the first, and maybe response in the stony and in the thorny ground over on the edges of the field, but in time it just goes away. There's no continuance. There's no perseverance. The scripture certainly bears out the doctrine of the perseverance of the saints. Those who the Lord saves will persevere to the end. They will keep on keeping on until Jesus comes, or until the Lord takes us out of this life and death. And so he says here, you have believed, you say you have believed. If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. So he said, there's going to be a manifestation of whether you're really saved or not, whether you truly have believed or have just, as the scripture says, anon with joy received the word of God, but not believed with the heart. Sounds like a good thing. Sounds like a relief. But when there's persecution because of the word, by and by they're offended. That was the case in one of the pieces of ground. He says, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. You will persevere. He said, you will listen to what I say. You'll have a desire towards what I say, and you'll seek to obey me and what I say in my word, just like I obey my Father. Isn't that what he said earlier in these verses? In verse 29, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. He says in verse number 31, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. So if you're a person out there that claims to have been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, are you continuing in his word? Do you know what his word is? Do you read his word? Or is salvation just kind of a blip on the roadmap of life, and you make a claim to having been saved as a child or having been saved as an adult and then have just gone on your merry way, have not obeyed the Lord in baptism, have not obeyed the Lord in church membership and service? How is it with you? How is it with you? If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. A disciple indeed is one that continues in the word. Not just claims the word. Talk is cheap. But follows in the word. James says, show me your faith without works. And he said, I'll show you my faith by my works. He said, there's going to be a working that's going to be manifested from the child of God, the one that has been saved. So he goes on to say in verse number 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, it's only by the word of God that we can know the truth. And indeed, the truth does set us free. Knowing the eternal truth of God. The eternal truth. What God thinks about things. What the Lord says things are. That word that is settled in heaven and is established for the ages and for eternity. What God says goes and will never, never change. Oh, isn't that a marvel? Isn't that something? To know that truth. To see things the way God sees them. Not because we've discovered it ourselves, but because God has shown it to us. He's revealed himself unto us. That's the way it is with the sinner that's dead in trespasses and sin. The word of God comes and the Spirit of God moves. And God reveals himself unto them. We don't find God on our own. He's the one that sent his word. And he reveals himself unto us. Then said Jesus, verse 31, to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Yeah, if you continue in what I say, sure enough, you're saved. And ye shall know the truth in that, and that continuance in that word, being indeed my disciple, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Sinner, the truth is that indeed you're a sinner and you need a Savior. Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, his gospel, for the salvation of your soul. Well, see that our time has passed for now. Farewell until next time. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.